Greetings and good morning. You are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock. And here's your KVNF local newscast for Tuesday, October 16th. Bill Koch has made news lately for the construction of his own private Western village on his Bear Ranch property near Kebler Pass. But this spring, Bear Ranch may also have played host to a private interrogation. A former employee of the energy magnate has filed a complaint against him, alleging that he was illegally held on Bear Ranch and unjustly fired. KVNF's Ariana Brocious has more.
A former Oxbow employee named Kirby Martinson says he was invited onto Bear Ranch in March under false pretenses. Martinson says once he was at the ranch, Koch's agents held him against his will and interviewed him for hours. Shortly thereafter, he was fired. Martinson details the ordeal in court documents filed in California late last week. But Oxbow spokesman Brad Goldstein says Martinson was already under internal investigation by the company. After Oxbow let Martinson go, they filed a civil complaint against him, claiming he'd been involved in a scheme to steal more than $40 million from the company.
In March, Mr. Martinson went to the Bear Ranch, as he has done on many occasions. At no point was Mr. Martinson ever detained against his will. Mr. Martinson was afforded an opportunity to provide his side of the story. He was presented with some of the evidence against him, and obviously he could not provide any answers. So he was dismissed for cause.
According to Courthouse News Service, Martinson's complaint also alleges that a marked police vehicle and uniformed man were at Bear Ranch to keep him from leaving. Delta and Pitkin County sheriffs say they're unaware of the incident. Gunnison County Sheriff Rick Bessiker says his office was only involved indirectly. One officer patrolled a nearby county road after being advised that there might be an incident at Bear Ranch. Koch owns the Oxbow Corporation, whose energy holdings include the Elk Creek Mine near Somerset and Gunnison Energy Corporation. Martinson was a senior vice president responsible for the company's petroleum coke sales in Asia and had been with Oxbow for 16 years. According to Courthouse News Service, Martinson believes his relocation to Asia was part of Oxbow's plan to evade paying U.S. taxes on profits of more than $200 million per year. He alleges that his false imprisonment at Bear Ranch was part of Koch's plan to intimidate and discredit him. Oxbow spokesman Brad Goldstein denies those allegations, calling them absolutely untrue. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.
In an effort to give the public more information on the impact of oil and gas drilling in their communities, the Colorado Department of Natural Resources is launching a new public database on water quality near drilling well sites. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
State officials say the database is one of the largest and most comprehensive water quality sites in Colorado. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Todd Hartman says 450 samples are currently online, but he expects more than 6,000 records to be searchable by the end of the year.
The water samples were collected for various reasons. A landowner may have simply requested a baseline sample so that they knew what their water quality was before any oil and gas drilling occurred. The sample could be the result of an investigation that occurred after someone complained or suspected there were issues. Could be a part of something a company was required to do.
Oil and gas companies are required to take water quality samples if they operate in certain parts of the state. But Hartman says the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the energy industry, is considering whether to expand that rule and mandate water testing statewide.
More people are closer to this activity, which for, you know, decades has been to some degree out of sight, out of mind. That increasing proximity is raising questions and concerns. And so we've continued to try to address people's concerns through the development of more information and greater transparency.
Hartman says state energy regulators will hold a public hearing in the next few months on new water quality sampling requirements. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Liberal group Colorado Ethics Watch is calling for a criminal investigation of Secretary of State Scott Gessler surrounding the cost of his travels to two partisan events. The Denver Post reports that the group has asked a Denver district attorney and Denver's police chief to investigate whether Gessler made false statements about travel expenses incurred on a trip to attend the Republican National Convention and a GOP election law training event in August. The Post reports that Gessler was reimbursed more than $1,450 from his office's discretionary account. His office also paid $422 out of its regular budget for a flight change to bring him home a day early. As KVNF reported last week, Gessler said that that was necessary because of threats against his family. The Post reports that Ethics Watch also filed a complaint with the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission, asking them to investigate Gessler's actions. Gessler was unavailable for comment, but his spokesman, Andrew Cole, told the Post that they expected the allegations by Ethics Watch. Gessler has defended his trip to the Lawyers Association meeting as state business. The Post reports that Gessler has also been criticized for using state funds for a Washington, D.C. trip in July, which included attending a forum organized by a conservative group that alleges election fraud by the left, and also meeting with a Republican group whose aim is to elect GOP officials at the state level. Ouray High School senior Patrick Link is a semifinalist for the National Merit Scholarship Program, which honors individual students across the nation who show exceptional academic ability and potential for college success. The Watch reports that Link has developed a reputation at Ouray School for excellence, inspiring fellow students and teachers alike. The Watch reports that Link has created an impressive resume of extracurricular achievements during his three-year fast-track high school career. Some of those activities include participating in a medical mission trip to Kenya through Baylor University, taking college-level classes in psychology and computer programming, and becoming an Eagle Scout. The Watch reports that from the approximately 16,000 National Merit Scholarship semifinalists, some 8,300 will be selected for the scholarships, worth more than $32 million. Winners will be announced starting in April. The Abraham Connection, a homeless shelter operating out of the Delta United Methodist Church, has outgrown its current home and is campaigning to raise money for a new one. Now entering its third season, the shelter has outgrown the church basement that helped it get started. The Abraham Connection serves residents of Delta County who are down on their luck and are particularly hard hit by the bad economy. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the shelter went from 77 bed nights in its first year to more than 600 in the second, as well as served more than 1,000 meals. Cammie Collins, board vice president for the Abraham Connection, said that those numbers are only going to go up. She said, quote, "We expect bigger numbers this year, not just because we are getting more well-known, but because people are hurting out there," end quote. So this month, they are running a buy-a-square-foot campaign with the goal of raising $280,000 for a home of their own. The shelter is open from November to April, operating 100% through volunteer labor. The Sentinel reports that if the organization is able to raise the money and receive grants already applied for, it will move this season to a new location. For information or to make a donation, the shelter can be contacted at 970-773-8290 or by mail at the Abraham Connection, P.O. Box 910, Delta, Colorado 81416. And that concludes your local newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, this is Eric Gould. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.